All right, the brutal cold, it has returned with a vengeance this week. We're actually going to have temperatures this week much colder than last week as the second surge of Arctic air came in last night with snow flurries across most of the Piedmont, but blizzard-like conditions in the mountains. Today, we're really struggling to even get back to freezing. We've got some high clouds out there, which I think have sealed the deal. We're probably not going to get much above 33 degrees, maybe 34 if you see some sunshine. But with the wind chill's been in the single digits in teens in the Piedmont and in the mountains, it's been below zero. Tonight, brutal cold, clear skies, the wind will relax just a touch, but temperatures in the Piedmont could once again be down in the lower teens. 12 or 13 is definitely a possibility in the mountains. You'll be close to single digits, if not near zero, with additional accumulations in the mountains of a couple more inches, putting your totals closer to a foot by tomorrow. As we go into your Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny and cold once again. High temperatures about 35 degrees. We'll see another brutally cold night on Tuesday night with temperatures in the middle teens. And then things get interesting later this week. I just put a blog up about what could happen on both Thursday and this weekend. Thursday right now, it's not a really strong system, but the timing could be horrible. We're looking at the possibility of some freezing rain or sleet for the Thursday morning commute, including Charlotte. This is definitely a bigger impact event than the last two events that have been just some flurries moving across the region. Then on Sunday, it's still way out there by 6 or 7 days, but there's a potential, at least from the track, of a better chance of snow in the Piedmont, including Charlotte, but there's a long way to go on that one. I'm keeping an eye on both of these because the path now is more set up for wintry weather. We've got a big trough in the Arctic air in place, tons of snowpack to our north and west. So all we need is a couple systems to track a little bit farther south, and we could see wintry weather even in Charlotte. I also put on the blog the chances of a white Christmas. Typically, historically, it's just 2%. This year, I'm putting it closer to about 10%. We may adjust that as we get closer to next weekend, which is the holiday. Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email or tweet. I'll be off the TV side today, but I'm always available on Twitter, Facebook, and by email. I hope you're enjoying your day and stay warm out there. This is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. Have a great Monday.